Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Gold Bull Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC, and on the OTCQB under the symbol GBRCF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Cherie Leadon. Now, Cherie, we're following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, October 14th. It outlines metallurgical recoveries from the Abel Knoll area on the Sandman project in Nevada. Now, these recoveries came in averaged at 88%. A maximum of 97% was recorded during these bottle roll leach tests. Now, Cherie, let's just start off here. Can you break down, A, the importance of these metallurgical recoveries and the average at 88% without the company doing any extra metallurgical work? What does that tell you about the possibilities here at Abel Knoll?
It's very exciting with respect to the gold being extracted so easily out of the rock. So this essentially means that we're going to get most of the gold that we define via resources, and it's looking like it's going to be very cheap to extract, remove from that rock using very standard heap leach kind of technologies.
Now, when it comes to historical testing, that is also outlined in this news release. I will post a link to this news release below, but you guys, it sounds like, did the test work at Abel Knoll because there wasn't past test work done here for metallurgical recoveries, but there was some of this work done at some other areas on the site. Can you break down how the results from Abel Knoll relate to some of the other areas that were tested in the past, please?
So the Gold Bull Abel Knoll metallurgical results look very similar to the other three deposits. We have four resources at Sandman, North Hill, Silica Ridge, Southeast Pediment, and Abel Knoll. And historically, Newmont and Kennecott have done a lot of metallurgical test work at the other three deposits. So we've relied on their historical metallurgical results, and they're also favorable. They're also over 80% and averaging close to 90% recovery. However, we had great drilling success at Abel Knoll this year and a new discovery outside the resource. And we just needed to ascertain that Abel Knoll also had those favorable recoveries in order to warrant additional drilling to expand our Abel Knoll resource. And just really thrilled at 88% recovery on the oxide material with a maximum of 97%. It's just sensational.
Now, what is some of that work that could be done to bring up some of these recoveries? Because you did mention a couple times in the news release that, again, this is just initial testing without some advancements in metallurgy. What could you do? What could make the difference here?
So we can do something that's also a simple add-on called gravity concentration. And for example, Southeast Pediment yielded 92.5% with a gravity step. And without it, they yielded 85.8%, so 86%. So they're very similar numbers to what we've got at Abel Knoll. So at Abel Knoll, we've got an average of 88% recovery for our oxide. So we're pretty confident we could probably get that up into the low 90s, just adding a very cheap gravity step to our gold extraction process.
Now, this all deals with the oxide material. And at Abel Knoll, the oxide extends down to a little over 200 meters. That is pretty deep for oxide material. Take us through why this is important and how it relates to some other assets in the area in Nevada.
It is very deep. To see oxidized rocks down to 200 meters essentially means we can recover or extract the gold in that rock very cheaply. Again, we're proposing a heap leach kind of operation, which is standard in Nevada. And using essentially cyanide to extract the gold means that any gold in the upper 200 meters is going to come out very easily. Like we're talking about that circa 90% recovery. So super cheap extraction method. If it's not easily extractable, then it relates to a higher processing cost and a higher capital cost. So what we're looking at is a cheap startup operation, and also with excellent recovery to 200 meters, which is the bulk of our resources. The bulk of our resources are actually in the top 100 meters for our four deposits. So it's looking good for a potential feasibility study sometime next year.
Okay, so it seems like these metallurgical recoveries have given you the encouragement to go back into this area saying, look, as long as you can get some good recoveries in this oxide material, this area, this resource should be economic. What does that mean for future work? What's coming next?
It means we've got to do more drilling because one of the last holes of our recent program at Able Knoll intersected 90 metres at 0.6 grams a tonne, outside the current resource. So that's a very broad intersection, you know, almost 100 metres of mineralisation that's pretty close to the surface. So because it's 0.6 grams a tonne, it's low grade, and we needed to ascertain that we could cheaply recover this gold out of a rock, and we've ascertained, yes, we can. So we've done the test work to get to that 88% recovery effortlessly. So now we're definitely going to go back in there and expand on that on those mineralised hits that are outside our resource. So that means step one is growing our current resource. And then once we've grown the current resource, you know, our target is circa 1 million ounces by the next drill program. After that drill program has been completed, we'll do the resource estimate, and then we'll go on to feasibility studies to plan infrastructure around whatever that resource is that we define.
So when will we see drilling continue at this project, and any insights on what that drill program is going to look like?
Yeah, we're aiming to get the drill rig back next month. So in November, we aim to be drilling again. We've got another 5,000 metres that's already been planned, and that's testing not only resource extension, but we're also looking for another sleeper style, you know, circa 5 million ounce discovery. And we've had a legend called John Wood advising our team. John Wood discovered sleeper. So I think he's entitled to the legend name. He's discovered more ounces than most geologists. And we've got John assisting and advising our team, looking for another sleeper. And we're going to be testing a contact zone that's beneath the already known resources at Sandman that's never been tested. So very exciting from a geological perspective to essentially have a totally unexplored sleeper system that's just sitting about 100 metres below where the current drilling has been focused.
Okay, so this is kind of a new target then, even though I guess just above it you do know what the resources are. How deep are you going to have to drill to get down to this new area?
The maximum depth is going to be around 400 metres, still with an average of about 300 metres. So, you know, it's not very deep in global standards, but historically, the focus has been basically drilling predominantly less than 100 metres, sorry, the top 100 metres. In fact, when we acquired the project, only 1% of drill holes had been deeper than 250 metres. So they've really they've missed the main target. And if investors are interested in exploring this, we've gone into detail in a recent presentation, our presentation with our expanded exploration model, which is really targeting the zone beneath that. The previous or the known gold resources have accumulated in what we call a paleo water table, whereas beneath that is a massive geological contact. And we believe that as the gold came up on faults, it was the first pressure release zone would be that geological contact, and the secondary would be that water table where all the focus has been at. But it's almost been a distraction having gold at surface because people have just focused on expanding those resources rather than looking for the source of the gold to what's on surface. So we're really, really excited to get the rig back. And it's kind of crazy that you could have an unexplored model sitting at a project like Sandman, which has already seen, you know, $20, $30 million of expenditure historically, but very much focused at the surface.
Okay, so I guess in summary then, you're getting a drill rig back on site in the near term. You have 5,000 meters planned. The goal is to add ounces here and even, who knows, make a whole new discovery similar to the sleeper deposit or the sleeper mine. And you want to get to 1 million ounces. Any chance that you're going to put some economics around an updated resource when that comes out?
Initially, we'll do the resource, and then we'll do the feasibility study. So next year, we'd really like to put out some numbers once we get this updated resource.
Okay. Now, Sherry, I just want to talk big picture about this stock here, because we followed along with this company for quite a while now, and it got off to a good start when the company, I guess, truly was listed and focused on the Sandman project. But due to market conditions, look, everything sold off, and now the market cap of Gold Bull Resources is right around $15 million. Can you balance that out with what the company already has in terms of resources and some of the potential you see here?
It's unbelievable. I'm going to use this as a buying opportunity myself, and I know our board are too, because with a market cap of $15 million, you know, our downside is limited, in my opinion, because we have almost 500,000 ounces already defined in majority in the indicated category at Sandman. Gold is currently at a healthy $1,800 an ounce. So, you know, you do the math, 1,800 times 500,000 ounces, and you get to almost $1 billion worth of gold just sitting at the surface in Nevada in a mining-friendly jurisdiction. So, you know, we think there's massive opportunity, and we're going to use this as an opportunity to look at other consolidations, because the gold sector right now is really low, and we think it's a bleep, because the gold price is healthy, and at $1,800, you know, these assets start looking very attractive, and we're not alone. You know, there's some peers in Nevada that are also sitting with market caps around, you know, $10 to $20 million. With ounces in the ground. So we believe that this is going to be a short-term correction, and we think it's a great time to get involved and get set in gold bull when we've got a market cap of $15 million and, you know, almost $1 billion of in-ground gold value if you look at our resource.
Okay. Well, thanks for breaking that down, Cherie. We'll follow along as more news hits the market, especially as that drill gets back on site and you guys work towards that 1 million ounces. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Cherie to address those, and I will follow up on the back of some more news. Cherie, really appreciate the update. Please keep us up to date on future news.
Thanks again, Corey.